You're waking up with
New Day, New Station.
God help you.
Wake up, time to rise and shine.
Zia Country 99.5.
It's Tuesday.
Cold front approaching Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, and Georgia.
Tomorrow I'll be shoveling 10 feet of global warming.
I command you to wake up.
I can't tell if you're awake.
When I was your age, we didn't have alarm clocks.
If you want to wake up, that's fine.
The wake-up team is in next.
It's time to go. It is 6:07 with the Zia Country morning ride. Currently sitting at about 38 degrees here in the Mesilla Valley. It was chilly last night. A wind does not help. I don't know what's going on with that wind, but that would be that cold front that's moving in. We will be getting our full weather forecast through the rest of this week and into this weekend with Nicole Gomez, ABC 7 Storm Track Meteorologist. That's coming up at 6:40 this morning. News headlines already at the top of the hour. We'll get those again at 7 a.m. with an updated branch. And, of course, got some celebrity and local birthdays we've got to get into here in just a little bit. See who's going to be celebrating another spin around the sun. We're also going to go ahead and get into our National Days of What. And I'm taking the show live this morning. I'm headed out to New Mexico State University. Corbett Center Aggie Lounge is where you're going to find me. It's Giving Tuesday, everybody. Happy Giving Tuesday, which means it's time to give. Whether it's a dollar to your favorite charity. And this is what's really cool about Giving Tuesday is you get to pick your favorite charity today. Do some research. If you've never really thought about it, sit down online and check it out. See what kind of charities you like. Local is better. Remember that. I know Jardín de los Niños, your animal shelters, we're going to be helping them with the Zia Country Community Give Back. I am going to be looking for some gently used blankets and towels that we can help with the Animal Services Center of the Mesilla Valley to help keep the animals warm as winter starts to kick in, because you do feel it outside, right? You can bring those out this morning's broadcast, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m., New Mexico State University, Corbett Center, right there in the center of the campus area for Giving Tuesday. They're going to be doing Giving Tuesday, and a lot of scholarships are going to be up for matched donations, which means you can help get somebody an education, and they won't be drowning in student loan debt. Did that sound personal enough? I hope it did. 6:09, Zia Country's morning ride. We're getting ready to go for the day. I'm Lindsay Kalson, by the way, if you're new. Well, welcome. 521-0995 in the Zia Country Studios. It's Brett Eldridge. Want to be that song with Zia Country's Morning Ride on 99.5.
The radio and a song.
Brantley Gilbert's latest. It's The Weeknd. 99.5 is Zia Country in the Morning Ride. Of course, we've got birthday babies to give a shout out to today.
Once a year we celebrate with stupid hats and plastic plates. The fact that you were able to make another trip around the sun. And the whole clan gathers round and gifts and laughter do abound. And we let out a joyful sound and sing that stupid song.
Happy birthday,
now you're 1 year older.
Happy birthday,
your life still isn't over.
Happy birthday,
you did not accomplish much. But you didn't die this year, I guess that's good enough.
Giving happy birthdays all over the place for our February 16th babies here in Zia Country. Now, we didn't have a lot in the Zia VIP crew for today, but man, there are a lot of February 17th birthdays. So, tomorrow's going to be busy. Today, we've got to say a big happy birthday going out to Jeanette Macias, turning another year older right here in Zia Country. Happy birthday, Jeanette, from the entire Zia Country crew. Some famous people that Jeanette Ma is going to be celebrating her birthday with. Doug Phelps of the Kentucky Headhunters is turning 57 years old today. Elizabeth Olsen, she was the Scarlet Witch in Avengers Age of Ultron and Captain America Civil War. She turns 28 years old today. And yes, she is the younger sister of Mary Kate and Ashley Olsen. Now you know. Andy Taylor turns 56 years old today. I'm talking about the Duran Duran guitarist, though, not the Sheriff of Mayberry. You know. And we also have to say a very big happy birthday going out to one, the only, the Jordy, and more. Hold on.
I fly in the sky. I can go twice as high. Take a look. It's in a book.
That's right. LeVar Burton is celebrating a birthday today. Now, you know him from, well, Star Trek Next Generation. I know him best from Reading Rainbow. He's also been in Roots. Turned 60 years old today. Big happy birthday going out to LeVar Burton.
I can be anything.
Oh, I'm going to be singing this all day now. Good morning with 99.5 Zia Country in the Morning Ride.
Reading Rainbow.
Zia Country.
Well, give it to me.
WWE Live.
We're going to be buddies. We're going to be pals. We're going to...
This is your cue. Caller number 9 of 5210995. You must have all four WWE superstar names from this week, and you're going to score your front row passes tomorrow night. WWE Road to WrestleMania, and the station that's sending you with your front row tickets. Be caller number 9 of 5210995 with Zia Country in the Morning Ride.
WWE
Live.
We're going to be buddies. We're going to be pals. We're going to wrestle around.
Hi, Zia Country. Who's this?
Hi, this is Jerry.
All right, Jerry, you ready to go ahead and name me the four WWE superstar names I need to give you these front row tickets?
Yes, I am ready.
All right, shoot.
All righty. It's going to be Luke Harper, Bray Wyatt, Baron Corbin, and I got Dean Ambrose.
Yeah! I never said they had to be in order. I just said you had to know all four of them.
All right.
There you go. You've got front row passes tomorrow night, WWE Road to WrestleMania.
I am excited.
I feel like I should send you with like a poncho or something so you don't get the sweat and stuff on you.
That's part of the experience.
I guess so. Let's get you in here. I've got your tickets, front row passes, Road to WrestleMania. Just tell me what station's making you a winner.
Zia Country.
99.5.
Junior, that's right. I'm one of you, like it or not. Good morning with 99.5 Zio Country's Morning Ride. A little outlaw country into our outreach is outlaw for the day. You know, having a job that's very demanding can start to stress you out and maybe flip you out a little bit. But if your job is so demanding that the only way you can think of to get a day off is by being murdered, it might be time to look at a career change. I mean, really. A 54-year-old guy named Masaru Miu, he's out of Japan. He stabbed himself in the bathroom of a subway station last Wednesday morning. He told cops someone had come up behind him and stabbed him in the left hip with a 5-inch knife. But while paramedics were treating him and the cops talked to him, they started seeing some holes in his story, and they realized that he had stabbed himself. So why did he do it? He wanted the day off of work. He was arrested for interfering with police duties. He was taken to jail, but on the bright side, he did get to miss work. It is 7:10 with Zia Country's Morning Ride.
99.5.
Justin Moore's headed out to the backwoods. 99.5 Zia Country in the Morning Ride. 100,000 watts of country for all of southern New Mexico. So that means we cover a lot of desert and the backwoods while we're at it. We're glad you found us this morning. It is time once again for our feel-good news story of the day. I've got to prepare myself for this one because when I ran across the story about half an hour ago, I got a little choked up, okay? So, with that in mind, we live in an awful world. Got to remember that people are good. People are good, and every now and then they prove it. There was a woman in Houston. Her name's Deborah Taylor. She lost her husband, Hank, to lung cancer back in 2015. And when she got a new phone last month, she lost the last voicemail he ever left her. It was a pretty quick message. He said he wasn't sure what time he'd be home and that he loved her. It's the kind of thing that you leave 100 times and never think about it. But it reminded her of how happy they were, and she said just listening to it, it made her feel better every time she started to miss him. So she was pretty devastated when she realized that she lost it last month and thought it was gone forever. But one of her friends got in touch with a local news station in Houston about a week ago, and they got in touch with somebody at AT&T's corporate office who realized that that voicemail was not gone for good. They managed to track it down, and there's even a news report where Deborah kind of talks about it a little bit more.
Hank was a hard worker. He was funny and loving and a good husband and a good father. When I get sad, I listen to it, and then I remember that, you know, we had a good life and that he loved me and I loved him.
Hey, it's me. I'm turning around and heading back towards the plant.
It's the only thing I have where I have his voice telling me that he loves me.
So if you get a chance today, call the people you love and leave a message. 8:10, it's Zia Country's Morning Ride on 99.5.
99.5, Zia Country.